Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. It is 8 o'clock on a beautiful December 3rd day. So we're in December. You know what that means. It's crunch time to get the gifts done. I don't know about you. Some people went on Black Friday, went shopping, and went crazy. Now is the time where people push and shove, honk and beep, and are just super, super psycho, stressed out, and obnoxious. I don't know about you, but that's how I see it, you know? I worked 12 years in retail, and within that time period, I knew when and where I should go shopping and at what time. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I do not shop right now at all near a mall whatsoever. No. Because I don't want nobody to bring me down. I want to have a Debbie Downer come across my path and try to ruin my holiday spirit. Oh, hell no. So I've decided a couple of years ago that what I was going to do is get my Christmas shopping done early, before Thanksgiving, right? So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, yes, this is right. I am done with Christmas shopping. On this festivist month of December, I have nothing to do but just chill out, prepare for the holidays, wrap my gifts, decorate my tree, do my little worky thing, because I have to do the worky thing, and then just relax. I'm not stressed. I think the only thing I have to stress about, come to think of it, is I committed to a cookie exchange. So I have to bake like 5 dozen cookies, of course, of my masterpiece, which would be mint chocolate chip, and bring them to the cookie exchange. That's my stress, guys. That's it. And for people who know me, I'm not a big baker or a cooker. I do cook, don't get me wrong, and I do cook well, but I live by myself, so why cook like that all the time? Yeah. And I do bake really wonderfully, so, but I don't do that all the time either, because who's going to eat all my stuff? Everyone's always on a diet anyway. So, that's what I have. So, I wanted to do today's show on how to maintain the gratitude that you should have through the holiday season. Because it is a difficult time. I don't know about you, and I'm sure most of y'all can agree that the holidays are stressful. I mean, you think about it, November. You got November, you got Thanksgiving. Of course, that means holiday functions, gathering together to eat, maybe seeing people you don't care so much about because you've had some problems or conflicts with, or you could be that one person who's single, like me, and going to a party where people might ask you, why are you still single? Like, what's your deal? What's wrong with you? Get that kind of question. Or, you know, just the crunch time of having to allot money and budget money to be able to buy gifts enough for your kids, you know, so that they can have a wonderful Christmas coming up too. I mean, there's just so much stress, you know, and it pretty much lasts until, I would say, New Year's Day. And even then, the month of January is stressful because then you're paying back all your credit card debt to, you know, for your festival spending sprees, you know, because we tend to be a little extra giving, you know, in the holiday season, which is not a bad thing. But sometimes we overextend ourselves, and that's just the nature of us being so giving and catching the holiday spirit. So I get it. There's a lot of stressors, and it can really and truly bring you down, you know, and it really makes you think a little bit more on the negative side. So, of course, we have to add a dash of world issues. So, as you all are aware, they had the shooting in California, and of course, everything's going on. Oh, it was a couple, a husband-wife duo. You know, they dropped their kid off at the grandma's house. The kid was only 6 months old. Then they went on a shooting rampage. They were radicalized, blah, blah, blah. How can that happen in the month of December when it's supposed to be like merry and bright, you know? So things like that bring people down because they just see the negativity and they're just like, how can I celebrate when there's so much bad going on? Or you could be like me and be like, wow, I'm single for the 8th Christmas in a row. You know, and of course, I've decided to start binge watching the Hallmark channel. I don't know if you guys get that wherever you are. But I would say probably since November 11th, a little earlier than I would like, but they've been playing like their little Christmas series or movies, and they always have a happy ending. Always. There's never anything negative. And I kind of just want to have feel-good movies and stuff. And, of course, Christmas is my favorite holiday anyway. So I watch that instead of watching the news or even my usual Animal Planet. And I watch it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I get a little teary-eyed because I see, like, you know, oh, this maid, you know, she got offered a job to be a governess. So she travels to, like, Europe to go be a governess for this bratty little king's daughter. She gets there, the daughter ends up liking her, and then, oh, shame. She falls in love with the king, and the king asks her to marry her. Oh, how cute. And then you're like, crap, that shit will never happen to me. You know? Of course, that's what I say. I'm like, I just want to have a boyfriend. But it's the point is that it starts out, you know, and it's and nice. So, at any rate, I could digress on that topic, really. I watch happy things because ultimately the point of this holiday and the point of Thanksgiving and Christmas is to be grateful. You know, we do have a lot of things that we should be grateful for. So, you know, oftentimes while we're going through the day, you know, some people get road rage, other people have, you know, family issues that might come arise, you know, maybe suddenly or whatever, and it just ruins the whole thing. And it's that kind of mentality where a small challenge or a small issue will ruin your mood or ruin, you know, your viewpoint of what this, you know, time period is supposed to be about. I'm one who is highly against shopping on Thanksgiving. I just think out of all the holidays in the world where nothing's open, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter were the three holidays that people were forced to have to be home and sit at home and be with your family. You know, you watch TV, get on your tablet, whatever else, if you want to disconnect from family, but you couldn't have that outlet to go out shopping or venturing or roaming or not being home. Do you know what I mean? So 3 days out of the year to go force yourself to be with your family. You know, we are just so entirely, entirely busy. We plan a ridiculous amount of things in our day that we just don't even, most people don't even have time to cook and make your own meal. That's why so many people eat out, is because they're out running around all the time. You know, no one gets to slow down. So I really think, like, the holidays are a time to appreciate each other, you know, for the goods and the bads, the happies and the sads, you know. So Thanksgiving, to me, is a time to spend with family, to think about the things that you should be thankful for. And I decided to start making a list, you know, and I did this a couple times. On Thanksgiving, we did a tree. I made, like, a bear tree, you know, bear being, like, barren, like no leaves, not bears and raw. And so each of us would get 5 leaves. I would cut leaves out, and we'd hand them out to everybody, and we had to write down 5 things we were grateful for. You know, and you'd be amazed that when you really think about it, all the things that we have, you know, whether you're a family that has a big screen TV or whether you're a family that has a small one, you have a TV. Right? You know, you have a means to watch TV. Or if you're a person who drives a Jaguar or a person who drives, like, a Chevy Sonic, you have a car. Do you know how many people that are in other countries that don't have cars? Do you know what I mean? I think about the heat when it kicks on at night when I'm sleeping and that I'm warm. You know, there's people that don't have heat. Or don't have the ability to even get heat. They just, you know, muster through. Like, I think in Morocco, they don't have heating systems or air conditioning. It's just like, it's just the air that's there, and that's it. They have, I think, fireplaces, but it's not like a central heating thing like we have. And those are things to be grateful for. And they're small, and they're seemingly insignificant because they're not the things that we, when we think about grand gifts of pleasure, are. We think of things, you know, like gifts, like, oh, that Tiffany's ring I want, or that new fancy game that I want for this, you know, Wii program or whatever, Nintendo. You know, there's a lot of things that we have. If you think and you take a look at what you have in your house and the things that you use on a daily basis and what you are able to do we have a lot of things to be grateful for, okay? So we shouldn't ever be upset or disgruntled for not having something, because if you were to actually simplify your life, and by simplify, get rid of everything that are not necessities for living. And I mean necessities being like being able to live, eat, breathe, sleep, and shelter yourself. So we're saying TVs are not a necessity. Those are a want, you know, and things like that. You'd realize that, wow, we got what we need, you know. So, and then another aspect that you should look at when we're going through this holiday season, too, is not so much the things that we get. Of course, I like being pampered. Don't get me wrong. But it's the people, you know, and everybody in your life brings a certain aspect to it. It enhances it in some way, shape, or form. So as I've talked about in previous shows, talking about, you know, the laws of attraction, sending out negatives or positives and receiving the same in return, you'll find that once you start applying these principles, and so you're becoming more of a positive person. You're walking around with your mind more at ease, peaceful, quiet. You're not having those negative thoughts, those, you know, those egotistical thoughts that like to interrupt your day. So you're sitting there mulling things over, you know, 24/7, but you're walking around peaceful with your mind clear. So you're feeling really at peace. You know, your energies are probably aligned, your chakras, et cetera, so forth. So you know what, the people that you're meeting are people that are on the same caliber as your thoughts, right? And you'll find that you'll start, the people that used to piss you off or the people that brought negativity into your world or always like some issue, drama, whatever the case may be, that person that always would come and complain to you about just her life is just so miserable, they just tend to not call you anymore or they just kind of go away. And it's because your thinking has produced an energy that is attracting only the equal, not anything less. So the people that come into your life are really also vitally important to be grateful about, you know, because they enhance yours tenfold. So, you know, I have some really great friends now that, you know, we are on the same wavelength, you know, about Courses in Miracles and reading things about wholeheartedness and all this other great stuff. So when I'm with them, I'm at peace, I'm happy, I'm joyful, and I'm grateful that they're in my life sharing the ups and downs with me. So I know when I have a bad day, they're there to help lift me up because they know how important it is for me to be in a good place. You know, and I'm there for them, vice versa. So these are things that, you know, during this holiday season, be grateful for. Talk about relationships. You know, a lot of pressure is put on, you know, if you're dating someone, there's a lot of pressure put on the man, especially, to propose during the season. This is a season that most people propose on. Well, why make it the season that it takes when you should be married? Why don't you just do it when it's natural and right and perfect, you know? So don't put expectations on what the season should give, you know. Just put your intention out that when, you know, when you are ready to get married, that it will happen in the right time, you know, where it's most comfortable, most perfect, you know. So, you know, this season when you're with somebody, with your boyfriend or whatever, don't put pressure on him or her about what they should be doing to make it your fairy tale Christmas, you know. Be grateful that you have someone to share the Christmas with. Whether you go out to family, whether you stay in, make that time special and show each other appreciation of each other and what they bring to you. You know, I would almost rather have a significant other give me like a card that has his heart spilled out in it on how grateful he is about me being in his life and the things that he feels that I contribute, than just, you know, some gift card or some random gift to appease my ego side, you know. Now, if by chance you're like me and you have nobody for Christmas, I could probably wallow in that thought for like, oh God, forever. I could go upstairs and probably cry my eyes out, probably sit there and fill up the bathtub with bubbles and turn on my Enya and just like light some candles and cry myself and rock myself in the tub crying. I mean, it's really, I could dive off into that depression. But you know what? I understand there's a reason and purpose for things. So you know what? I'm going to make the best out of it. And every person I meet, I'm going to be grateful for it. You know, I have a roof over my head. I have family. I have nieces. I have my horse. I have my beautiful dog. I have my bird. I have a good job that have great people in it who are really nice and positive. I work, you know, a great mission where I enjoy it. It's not negative like my previous jobs were. There's just so much that I should be happy for. Why would I let one thing about not having a boyfriend ruin my holiday, right? Nor would I sit there and work so hard to go find somebody to be with either, because that to me is pushing the circle peg into a square hole. You're trying to force something to happen. And usually when you try to force something to happen, it doesn't go right. So instead of having the stress and the problems and the issues and the drama of forcing something to happen, I'm just going to send out the intention that I would like to meet someone special for me and that, you know, I'm ready and be open for it. So, you know, I'll go to that party that someone invites me to. You never know who's going to meet there. Or when I go shopping, I try to look a little better than my usual yoga pants and hair and a ponytail. Or, you know, just food shopping, whatever the case is, you know, preparing myself for meeting people. But now, think about it like this, too. If I'm going and preparing myself in the event to go meet somebody, I'm actually putting more effort into myself, which means I'm loving myself more because I want to look beautiful and enhance the natural beauty I have within myself. And so, essentially, I'm really just loving myself more, which is probably what's holding me back from not finding someone. So, instead of focusing on the negatives of not, let's focus on the positives of what we have. You know, I know that sometimes finances get in the way and we're struggling to try to pay for gifts, and we think that by getting something big and spectacular for kids or for your spouse or whatever the case may be, it's going to make them happy. Well, you know what? It's not always what you get. It's what you do with them that makes them the most happiest. So, you know, when I went Christmas shopping, I find things that I know that they would like, that they would use, that it's something that is very, very catered to who I think the person is. I usually don't ask people what they want. I just get things because I think, you know, I think about people and my friends and my family. I know them very well. I pay attention to what they talk about and things that they like or dislike and so on and so forth. So I go out and buy a token of appreciation and gratitude. And it doesn't mean I have to spend $100-something on a person. It's the gift. It's the gesture. It's the intention. So when I bought gifts, I bought things for people that I thought they would like. That's within my budget because I'm not going to spend a ton of money because I can't. It's not something that I'm, you know, able to do. But what I did get will show them that I appreciate who they are and I love them tremendously and I'm grateful that they are my life. And that's how you should approach gift giving. You know, I know people really want to spend hundreds of dollars on people and get them everything. But it's a proven fact that if you had somebody who had everything in the world, and they could buy everything in the world, and they had the money to buy and do whatever they want, these people are probably more than likely still miserable because they don't have the emotional things that they need from people. And it's the emotional things that make our heart warm and fuzzy. So just remember that when you're out shopping, too. You know, it's not so much how much you spend. It's what you spend on them. Like, what is the gift you're giving your daughter or your son? What's the gift that you're giving your spouse? Is it thoughtful? Are you thinking about who they are and what kind of person they are? You know, just give it a thought. I mean, you'd be surprised that if you just give a couple minutes on what you can say about a person, you could probably find a really good, meaningful gift that shows your appreciation, your gratitude for them. There is a season for giving, but it's giving because you love and appreciate them. So, I mean, it's not giving because you want to win them over with a gift. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know I know that this time period is very stressful for people. I do know this. I've seen it with friends. I've seen it with other people. But take that one moment to take a step back and take a breather and look at what you're able to do feasibly, you know, without putting yourself in financially debt. And then look at what you think these people would want. If you had all the money in this world, you know what I mean, what do you think that you would be able to buy someone that you think that they would see, feel, and know how you love them? I guarantee you the gift that you think about is not going to be something expensive. So try to think about it that way. And, you know, spending time with people, the laughter, the giggling, is probably more the best gift that you could give people than an actual gift. Do you know what I mean? I sat there one day talking to my mom, and we were just chatting it up, and I was like, hey, you know, I remember what I loved the most about spending time with my dad was that he used to have us at the kitchen table, and he would cut out, like, circles, squares, triangles, and rectangles, and all stuff out of construction paper, and we'd each have, like, a blank piece of paper, and he would put, like, that, I don't know, this is probably dating myself, but they used to have Elmer's glue that was more like putty. So you put a slab of that, and you always dip your finger in, and you could rub it on the paper and then stick it. Very 1970s, I know. And all we did was make collages and stuff. That's a memory that I appreciate more than my dad buying me a gift for Christmas, you know, or any kind of gift. It was just the spending of time, the laughing, the giggling, because my dad would make these spirals that were so cool. You know, my dad worked construction. He just really didn't have, he didn't have the time when you worked that late. You know, he'd be up at like 4 and he would get by 6 and he'd be exhausted. I mean, it's a labor type of a job. And so I valued the time I spent with him. And that to me was more valuable than any kind of gift I got during Christmas, you know. And I appreciated my parents who literally kept the Christmas Santa Claus thing until I was in middle school. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. 13, 14 is when I finally found out that there really wasn't a Santa Claus. And that magic that my parents had going for so many years, that there was a real Santa Claus. We would go on Christmas Eve to go to church, and when we came back, a presents would be underneath the tree. And as a child, I just could not conceive how that was at all possible. So I was like, shifting, he's real. He's literally real. I was like, dude, we took keys from my parents and watched them while we were in the pageant, making sure no one left church. And still, every year, there was presents in the tree. That was magical. You know what I mean? And it was like, we went Christmas caroling. My sisters and I would go Christmas caroling in our neighborhood, because I had a paper route, and we all knew who was, you know, who celebrated what. And the sheer joy of having these people just so happy to hear Christmas carols sung by kids in the less, with a little candle lantern outside at night, you know, during the Christmas season was magical, you know, and that's what made Christmas to me, like, wonderful. So when I think about things that I lack, you know, sometimes in Christmas, I miss those times. I miss those times we used to do. You know, it doesn't mean that we can't try it again. But those are things that I miss. And those aren't things that are things you buy. These are things you do and celebrate and share with people and friends. You know, so, you know, be grateful for a lot of the things that you have. The people in your life, the abilities that you have to do the things you do, the jobs you have that a lot of people don't have. You know, there's just so many things. So instead of thinking of this as a season of giving things and stresses and negativity and just being angry at this rude person who cut you off to go park somewhere, or, you know, all that nastiness at the mall where they push and shove you, you can buy anything online now that they sell in the stores. So why even go into the mall and get yourself all stressed out? Why don't you just do it from home, order it up, get Amazon Prime, get it done, and just value your family. Hug them. Do fun things. Cookie nights and, you know, story time. Kids are going to remember. Those are things that are going to warm your heart, you know, and just be grateful. At the time when we have so much nastiness going on with ISIS and the Middle East and what happened in Paris and what's going on in California, there's so much negativity going on. Let's just not think about negative stuff anymore. Push that aside. Let's send out that good stuff, that good vibration out of love and light, you know, and do what you can. Do your part. You know, I know some people want to donate to charities. Do it. You know, if you want to help people that are affected in Paris, do it. That's still love. You're helping. You know what I mean? So do it. But this is the season of love, you know, and it just happens to fall under the category of Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know. So instead of, you know, stressing yourself out, take things step by step, day by day, little bit by little bit. Don't overwhelm you with the big picture of what you need to do. Write your list. Plan out your days so that way you get things done and enjoy every bit of what you do. You know what I mean? And then that way, come the beginning of the year, we start fresh, you know, and we'll work on the next year, you know, and the next Christmas, and just be grateful. And if we carry more gratitude in our life, we carry more positive energy in our life. We carry more love in our life, you know. And if we push that ego aside that makes us think that we are working in the world of lack. I may not have a boyfriend or a husband, but I have so many more things to be grateful for that one thing is not going to make my whole emotional stability weakened. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't for you either. If you have one thing that you're lacking, don't let that take you down. Okay? So during this holiday season, I want everyone to rejoice in the fact that we have each other. You have this beautiful station that you could call and listen to motivated topics of interest from me and all these other angel coaches and Tree, and just learn about great, awesome things. You have books to read that have awesome insight on just wholeheartedness and learning about laws of attraction. I mean, you have so many people out there that are here to help you burst out in positive energy. So there's avenues to do. So reach out. And, you know, next time you see your best friend or your mom or your I don't know, your spouse or cousin, just tell them one thing that you're grateful for, one thing that they bring to the table that makes them awesome. And you'll see that the smile you get and the love you feel is going to be worth it more than any other thing that you could ever gift wrapped. Okay? So I shall leave you on that note tonight. I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Stay positive. Be grateful. Be thankful for all the wonderful things we are able to have in this beautiful country. And I will talk to you all next week. Okay? Have a wonderful evening. I'll talk to you later. Bye.